Thank you, choir. Let's greet each other. Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Today's title. Fourth key for the team ministry. The individuals. We should make sure that individuals will be gospelized. It's not about knowing God, it's be established within the gospel. Then we will become the partisan. Genesis 12, 1 through 3. That was the scripture. Continuously, we've been talking about the keys. What were they? The meaning of the acceptance. The acceptance means that you've been saved. Emmanuel, that God is with you, that you have to really enjoy the blessing of the Emmanuel. Number two, even though the people accept Christ, we still have the problems, visible problems. On the other hand, some problems are invisible, that is spiritual problems. Then that was the key to really grab hold of, to really solve that problems. If you really have received the gospel, then you should really solve those problems with the gospel. Then what we should do will be shown. What should we do? We should really revive the existence believers. Then the more we do that, then the more non-believers will be saved. Then our posterity will be, offsprings will be revived as well. We should really raise all these workers. Then we can make sure that all this, the field and the people will be really revived. So existence, the believers, non-believers to the offsprings and in the field, what kind of things we should really raise, that is the individual. Individual gospelization. What do we mean by that? Who am I? Who am I? That is the spiritual identity. Who am I? Then Where was I? Number three, where am I? Throughout this week, and we should really find these answers, and then we should really enjoy. Who am I? We're saved, and then where am I? That is your identity. Genesis 1:27. God's image. The image means God Himself. God created us in the image of God. That means that we have the knowledge to know God. Only to the human, all this knowledge to know God is really given. That's the spiritual knowledge. All these foolish people, they will say that there's no God. Who will say the foolish people? In their mind, they will say that there's no God. That's the foolish people. Because we have received the knowledge to know God. Then we have the feeling, emotions. All these emotions. We have all these emotions. The plants and animals, they don't. Some people, if you go to some country, the Catholics, will really touch the part of the statue of Mary. And there was a rumor that the statue shed the tears or some like water drops. But the tree wouldn't have the emotions, then how was it possible the statue actually had the water drops? And then that was definitely the work of Satan. You and I have been created in the image of God, and then we also have the emotions and then will. What kind of will we have? We have the decisions. We'll be able to discern. We'll be able to make decisions. We can distinguish good from bad. Then we say that the humans will have these personalities. All this intellectual knowledge and emotions and the will. But do we really need only these things to live? Actually, there's one thing missing. Without knowledge, emotions, and the decision making, if there is no God working, then there's always Satan working. So we have the knowledge. Then some people will deceive others. Some people might really kill others. They may make a choice to really commit sin and commit the crimes. That is the work of the Satan. And that is why within this knowledge, we should really have the knowledge to know God. So that our emotions, it's not going to be my emotions. It will be the emotion, it will be the feeling of the Holy Spirit. You can govern yourself. All this decision making, everything is God's glory, become God's glory, or the Satan is the one receiving this glory. You should really know that, and you should really distinguish and make a choice. When it comes to the image of God, knowing God, you should be filled with that. So only humans were created to meet God. Genesis 2:7. Because we have all these four aspects of ourselves, and then God actually blew the life of breath. So those who don't really have the salvation, and then those people still not yet receive the breath of life. So it's all about themselves. If they don't really feel bad, if they really don't feel good, then they will just express it. They don't even have the power to make decisions, because everything will be based on their own profit. So that God's Spirit is infilling. So God's Spirit is really nearby. So in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit was going back and forth, inside and out. But after the Jesus Christ solved all the problems, and then He really didn't ascend to heaven, and we have received the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is always indwelling in us. And because of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, not my own power, but it's God who will really give us the power to really overcome the limit. Why? Because of the indwelling Holy Spirit inside of us. So what we really have to rely on is that the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of God. We should only rely on the God's power. Then you can really overcome the problems. If you don't overcome this, then everything will be in pain. It's really harmful. That's why we have received the Holy Spirit. When this Holy Spirit indwelling in us, then that's when we really receive the power. And all these curses and darkness will be broken down because we have received this great power. That will be the life of breath. Then today you have received the greatest blessing. That's the spiritual blessings that you actually can know God. You have received authority and the status. All the authority in heaven and earth, you have received the power to move that. You know Einstein. Einstein said this, whatever the knowledge I have in me is just a piece of the sand. But knowing God means you know everything. You have the tremendous knowledge. Who am I? Genesis 2:18. We have received the blessing of the Eden. What is this Eden? There were the four great rivers in the Eden. So with this great power of God, based on our knowledge and skills, then we have received the answer and the power to govern all those things. Then this Holy Spirit dwells in you, and then this ability will be revealed. So if you really enjoy it, then you can really have the fun in the walk of faith. Because your spiritual eyes are very dim, your very physical center, you're only centered with the success and the materials. That's why everything is so dark. And everything is so hidden. Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit, He indwells in you, and then you have received the everything already. You have to find that. All these great answers really had come to you. You have the right to solve it. So you have to restore it. And how you can success and how you can really victorious is that you should really enjoy the authority to really overcome this world. Then you are created in the image of God, and you have received the breath of life and the blessing of the Eden. These great blessings, you are the one living in this world with these blessings. You should really feel it. You should really know it. You should really realize it, and you should really enjoy it. So you're not just a common people. You're saved. That means that you have received everything. So you should change your own thought. Stop just only looking at the environment. Then if you can't really do anything, then you feel up. And if you cannot really do well, then you feel down. And all these ups and downs. Stop really live like the non-believers. Every day you have to enjoy these things. But we have received the greatest blessings, however, the Satan took them away. So this greatest blessing had been stolen, and we lost. We lost it. So all the people on this earth is in the condition that they really just missed. Once we were here, but we have been taken away from that. All the human who were born on this earth is really captured in that fate, in the destiny. Satan completely had the sovereignty over us. So this Satan, if we can see it, then maybe we're not gonna be deceived, but we cannot really see it. That's why we can easily get deceived. Every day, if you're really possessed by the demons, and then your hairstyle is very bad, and then they don't take shower. Some of them are in maybe not 70s. It was the middle of the summer. Then his hair was so tough, and then I can really tell that this person hasn't really taken shower for a long time. And maybe all this flea and all these things. Obviously, he didn't really wash. All this because the Satan really captures their destiny, their life. What if we can really see that it's Satan, then we are not going to be deceived. But since Satan is invisible, then that this invisible Satan is controlling what they think, what they feel, all this, what they think about. That existence is the Satan. And that's what we call that destiny. Destiny means the original sin. There is no word actually written as the original sin in the Bible. Then it's kamaratia. In the original Hebrew, it means that when you have the archery and then you can, even though you're looking at the target, but your arrow can't really hit the target. It will just go like off the target. The same means that too. You never thought about, you don't know God, you never thought about God, that would be the sin. So that's why we have no choice but to be centered with myself, material, and success. Then we are not talking about this is bad and this is wrong. Because even if you're rich, even if you're in the good life, if you don't really know God, they're 100% sure, then the Satan is the one receiving. And while they're really living, then they will have some kind of problems. Of course, all of us do have our own thought centered with yourself and centered with the materials and the success. Of course, I love these, but it doesn't really mean you're bad. It's bad. If you're really successful, then being successful may be the better. But the thing is, who actually captures you? Who is actually controlling you? That's more important. You're centered with yourself, you're centered with the materials, you're centered with the success. But if you then through all these things, and then if you're really controlled by the Satan, then that's not really good. I'm not talking about let's just live poorly or you don't need money. Well, I haven't really told you like that. Because these things are really necessary for the humans. So I really think that it's really normal. I'm not talking about it's bad. With those things, then if you really have all these things, and who is really controlled by all these celebrities got to the top, and then how come they will be depressed, and some of them will commit suicide? Why? Because there is no God in them. They don't even know the existence of the Satan. That's what we call that original sin. All the time, it's Nephilim. Nephilim means the corrupted from the heaven. What do we mean by the being corrupted by heaven? That means the Satan. You're born and you grow up and you get married and then you give a birth to your child. So to Noah, so she, then God really told that you should really build the ark, and you will really keep these things in the ark. So people will get married, then they will try to organize themselves physically. But people are really living a life like that. Then because of the water, all these things were really washed away. Then how come this disaster had no choice but to come? And then actually God was regretting that he actually created human. There's no one who was really looking upon God and seeking the God's word. Then one day when we realize it, and then he really become the fool. Russia and Ukraine, that's what they're really fighting over for. and some thousands of people actually died. I've been to Yukuri. It was very good sight. They had a department store. Then within that kind of country, then there was a war. So one day they really had this strong earthquake, and then the thousands of people really died. And upon these disasters, can we really block them? In your future, you study, you build the earth, you build the house, then you're going to actually use your entire life just to have one house built. But that house was just destroyed by momentarily because of the water. So after all, everything will be extinguished. And the religions, we cannot really understand, we cannot really know. Only the Bible tells you the Creator God, then he was explaining what will happen if we don't really know the Christ. If you keep living physically, then what will happen to you? That's what the Bible really talks about. So the Bible is very truthful. Why? Because God is the Creator. People. Was you and I really believe in Christ and we should really be victorious? Why? However, the success is not everything. You succeeded, but what you really need to think was that you can you glorify God's name by that success? All this spiritual fact is very important. If you are captured by the fate, people have no choice but to fall into the religion. Chaldea or the God said that you gotta leave. What was going on? All the people were really centered with themselves, centered with the materials. Even though you have the success, but then you may keep having the problems. And then that's why people will fall into the spiritual medium. So all these skillful people became God. Spiritual medium becomes the shamanism. They may be looking at the fortune telling. They may be looking at their own fate so that they can really understand the future. How anxious would you be if you really fall into this? So anyway, all this appearance will be really formed. And what kind of pains will be really attacking us? What kind of pains would you have? Spiritual attack, spiritual pains. Within the day, then, you have the mentality, will be sick. So you don't go to the hell, but you've been influenced by the power that was really look like the hell. But however, you are actually relaying this bad influence to your generation, to your next generations. You were there before you met Christ. Because you are stuck with this and then you are in the problems. Even if you have lots of things, even now, even if you have the popularity and all that, still people's spirit is captured in there. Why is that? Because God's image has been taken, and the breath of the life, and the blessing of the Eden, all these things are all missed. Then that's why we have no choice but to really you want to come out all this faith, and then but you cannot really use your own power. You were once in the destiny, you were once in the harms, and you were once in the religion, but then God is the one who really took you out from this destiny. Not because of your skill, not because of your beautiness, it's not because of anything else, but because of the gospel. From the beginning, God gave us. What is the gospel? And it's the Genesis 3:15. One day the Christ came in Gartiaur, I will take you, I will make sure you will be away out from this. And this Messiah who was prophesied really came as the Christ. All the people, all the curses were really finished. And it says that because of the grace, we were saved. So today, we really believe that, I really believe that you are saved because of the God's grace. Within the destiny, then God is the one who really grab hold on to, who really received the grace. The Messiah really came as a Christ. Then on the cross, he really solved all the problems once. Those who really accepted Jesus Christ, the name of the Christ, have really received the power and authority to become a child of God. Then all your problems have been really solved. Then really you should really revive the non-believers and existing believers and also the offsprings. All these things should be really spread as the basics. Because these people are the ones, then they really become the mental problem, mental illness, spiritual illness, and physically ill. But Jesus Christ is the one who really solved all these problems, and then you should really be able to believe in this. And God really gave us the blessing. What is the blessing? you've been saved. That's the blessing. And your status has been changed. You can live within the mission. Abraham, what did Abraham say? Abraham received the five. So to the Abraham, God really gave the covenantal blessings. So you have to come out from the house of your father who recreates all these idols, and to your offsprings and your family, you have to be going to the place where I will show you. You need to grab hold on to that, because you cannot be destroyed. You cannot really have the failure. You don't have to struggle. So you and I are really living in that covenant. You have to enter into the covenant. Then I will make you a great nation. Through you, I will make you into the great nations, and that is a representative. You have to, the business people should really have this prayer topic. Through my business, all these unlimited people will be really revived. We should really have that missions. All the time you really think about the eating and all these physical things without the grabbing hold into the spiritual things. So even if you die, then you will still ascend to heaven. So it's not a failure. Like Lazarus, you will really live your life like that. So you should really receive the representative answers. Because God promised you to give you, then according to your own faith, it will be done. Then your name will be the blessing. Then that's the fundamental blessing. Then Isaac already received the fundamental blessing. Those who will bless you, I will curse them. If those who will bless you, then I will bless them. Because there is no competition. There's no competition. That's how much you really have to do. There's no competition. That is irresistible. So through you, then all these people will be blessed. That will be the memorative blessings. You should really remain in these blessings. And then if you really stay in the blessing of the number one, then number two will be really will be following you. So first and most, you should really make sure that all these individuals will be able to really live in this. So you should really be in the flow. You should be in the flow of the money. Then all these things will come in. You should really have the system. The finances will come. But without it, then you will just be in hurry, then you will lose the worship. Then you'll be really wandering. Then you'll be really going back and forth. Then that all this fate is actually be captured. You really have to know and believe that all these your problems have been really solved. So all of you, through you, all the individuals will be gospelized. College student, youth, business people, we have all this training department. You should really join this. You should really change your own state by listening to the God's word. Because if it becomes your imprint, root, and the nature, then that will be it. So I bless all of you to really be victorious within this covenant. Thank you, God. Please bless all of us so that we can really have the team ministry to be built the partisan. In Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.